USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A tweet from President Trump suggesting progress is being made in gaining the release of three Americans who've been held in North Korea. In that tweet yesterday, the president says the past administration had, quote, long been demanding three hostages be released from a North Korean labor camp to no avail. He adds, stay tuned. The tweet follows reports the three men have been moved from a labor camp to a hotel near the North Korean capital. There's been another incident involving a Southwest Airlines plane and a window, which in this case cracked in mid-flight.
It just sounded like a really loud pop.
The flight from Chicago to Newark diverted to Cleveland and landed safely.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. The NRA kicking off its annual convention in Dallas today. President Trump will be addressing the gun rights group on Friday when Vice President Mike Pence is also to speak at the meeting. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
At least five police officers are injured when a house explodes in Connecticut last night. SWAT team members had surrounded the home in North Haven after a domestic situation led to a barricade situation. The suspect in that situation believed to have detonated a bomb in the home's backyard. He remains on the loose. Today is the National Day of Prayer, and many religious leaders say we could certainly use it right now. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Millions of Americans across all 50 states will be gathering in churches, local businesses, the steps of city halls, in schools, neighborhoods, in public gathering places for a day of public prayer for America. In one voice that will lift a single request to God, unity in America. Dr. Ronnie Floyd, the president of the National Day of Prayer, said, "We are living through a crucial time in our country's history. Division rages. Hate and vitriolic language are loud."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Teachers across the state of Arizona are going to continue their walkout for at least one more day. Leaders with Arizona Educators United telling teachers yesterday afternoon to stay out of school again and to meet at the state capitol today as they're waiting for the legislature to pass a budget and for Governor Doug Ducey to sign it. The plan needs to pass both the House and Senate before it would head to Governor Ducey's desk. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Kanye West should be able to express his views. The rapper's been in the media spotlight again lately after showing support for President Trump and also making a controversial statement that 400 years of African-American slavery apparently was a choice. Asked her thoughts on the issue yesterday on Fox Business, Rice said not everyone has to think politically the same way. She said people should never assume what's on someone's mind because of their race. An update on the health of a former president, George H.W. Bush, now expected to stay in a hospital a little bit longer. A spokesperson tweeting yesterday that the former president is regaining his strength and doctors in Houston are pleased with his progress as he's been getting treatment for a blood infection. He was hospitalized a day after the burial of his wife and former first lady, Barbara Bush. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.